Welcome to a new session of Unfiltered Stories. We recently released the HFS Work Through Services Horizon report, where we highlighted how TCS had been recognized as a Horizon 3 market leader for its advisor-led transformations, industry-led solutions, and deep integration in AI across work to ecosystems. I'm Dana Daher. I'm an executive research leader with HFS, and I'm joined with Sushrut. Do you mind giving me a quick introduction of yourself?
Thank you so much, Dana, for this session. First of all, very thankful for inviting TCS to this session. Myself, Sushrut Satpathy, based out of UK, and I'm globally responsible for the HCM and finance practice within TCS Enterprise Solutions Unit.
Thank you. So we released the report and we found that TCS had a very strong reputation for advisory-led transformations. You're able to take clients from strategy all the way through to implementation to value realization very quickly. We're very impressed, and part of that was the Crystallis framework that really defined how you verticalized your Workday solutions across industries like retail, life sciences, and banking. I was wondering if you could quickly maybe just tell us what the Crystallis framework is and how your advisory-first approach allowed clients to achieve faster and more contextual transformations.
Thank you so much, Nan. It's an excellent question. In today's HR industry, advisory-led transformation helps clients by providing tailored solutions that are practical and adaptable to their unique needs. Within our advisory-led approach, we focus on a few key parameters. Number one, direction and alignment among key stakeholders, be it HR, be it IT, be it business units. What are the roles and responsibilities, project governance, and program governance? Number two, we take care of addressing the key decision tenets and big rock items in terms of global and local processes in the entire hire-to-retire process, data and integration strategy, security compliance, change management. And finally, we also take care of defining the success criteria. What are the key value definitions, key considerations? And I would like to quickly touch upon an example. For one of the European telecommunication measures, we followed this advisory-led approach to transform their entire onboarding process to create a very personalized onboarding journey for new hires. While you created journey maps, process maps, KPIs, the focus was on persona definition for moments that truly matter throughout the entire hire-to-retire process. And of course, take care of the pain points. This resulted in paperless onboarding, centralized document repository, and e-signatures. Of course, day one ready asset and asset access allocation. Most importantly, this elevated the employee experience before an employee could even join the organization. And TCS Crystallis plays a very integral part of this advisory-led transformation. Of course, as we know, it's a pre-configured industry reference architecture that enables customers to take advantage of industry best practices that are available in HCM, finance, and jumpstart their entire transformation journey. It not only contains processes, but also data sets, end-to-end test scripts, fit-for-purpose security tools, so on and so forth. And as an organization, we constantly upgrade our Crystallis platform to include newer industries, new processes within existing data sets. This helps customers accelerate their timeline, optimize feature sets in their HCM or finance solutions, and benefit from newer ideas so that they can maximize their workday or any other HCM investments.
That's fantastic. We recognize as well that having a lot of these tools for HR are really critical in the environment right now. We're kind of seeing this pendulum swing from focusing about technology back to people again. And it's really critical to make sure that we are focusing on the moments that matter with a lot of employees as they enter the workforce as well. One thing that really stood out for us when we evaluated TCS was your strong focus on IP-led transformation and acceleration. So you had assets like DataSure for high accuracy data migration. You have OpKey as well for test automation. How are these proprietary tools helping TCS deliver Workday transformation with greater precision and speed?
Thank you. Again, excellent question. See, when we look at any transformation journey with any of our major customers, we are looking at a lower total cost of ownership, making sure that we stay compliant in terms of accuracy, quality, cost, and schedule. Especially when the initial template has been set, the immediate rollouts which happen has to be done faster, cheaper, and better. So with that context in mind, TCS has developed a number of delivery accelerators to help customers in this entire journey. One such example is DataSure, which is a tool which is developed by TCS Enterprise Solutions Unit to address the challenges commonly faced in the data migration step of any SaaS cloud implementation. This tool is lightweight, fast, scalable, simple, yet very powerful. And it can deal with large amount of real-time data throughout the data migration, and it can help 30% lift in the data conversion cycle time and capable of converting and migrating with 100% accuracy. I'd like to again give two quick examples. One for a European-based measure. While we were migrating to SAP, we used this tool with great effect. Second is we migrated large amount of financial data for a UK-based financial institution using DataSure, which resulted in up to 30% cost saving. So this is about DataSure. When we come to OpKey, we have a strategic alliance with this firm OpKey, which is again a cloud-based automation tool, which is built exclusively for Workday for end-to-end testing, which can reduce testing cycle times up to 70%. It cuts down UAT cycle time, testing accuracy up to 90%, and overall testing cost can be reduced by anywhere up to 50 to 70%. And as an organization, we are constantly investing in such delivery accelerators so that we are able to meet the full objectives of accuracy, quality, cost, and schedule.
Yeah, that's very fantastic. And we definitely appreciated that when we were doing our assessments too, is that it's not just about deploying the existing systems as they are, but finding ways for you to kind of make them unique for your organization. I love the concept of the super worker, and that's going to be a really critical move in the next year as well. We're shifting away from just seeing workers as traditional productivity labor and something kind of a bit more amplified, leveraging a lot of these capabilities and tools. And I think that's going to be a really critical point for TCS in the next year too, is figuring out how do I look at the organization and how employees must shift their roles into being these kind of super workers that can operate across multiple functions, that can leverage tools and amplify their capabilities too. That's very fantastic. So what other thing we saw as well was that while TCS led with a deep client focus, we really, you know, identified the ability to co-innovate with Workday, moving from client-specific innovation to ecosystem-wide impact. It's something that we call at HFS One Ecosystem. So it's leveraging other partners and collaborators to deliver more value. I'd love to know, how are you collaborating with Workday and other partners to drive the next transformation? Especially talking about this like new workforce coming in as well, the super workers and things as well. What is kind of next for Workday roadmap and TCS as you look to next year and beyond?
Absolutely. I think when you look at the entire hire to retire processes, there are three areas which is seeing a lot of amplification in terms of leverage of AI, GenAI, and agentic AI. One is talent acquisition. Second is talent intelligence and learning. These three areas are seeing the highest adoption of AI and GenAI. And we within TCS are making sure that we are leveraging our proprietary AI, GenAI tools alongside Workday Extend to create offerings in the Workday marketplace for these key HCM areas. That is number one. And also, we are integrating this with our already existing Crystallis framework, which is the pre-built industry-specific solutions. There is another area as well. It's in the area of Workday procurement. So we are also investing to create and co-create sustainable offerings and solutions in the procurement area. Topics like supplier risk profiling, sustainable sourcing, social reporting for ESG. So all these different, let's say, areas are where TCS is investing. And one example which I already spoke about is the VNAI, where we are closely partnering with VNAI to take care of some of these elements. Now, another area of our focus within Workday is the entire talent transformation and enablement piece, making sure that we have a 360-degree partnership with Workday and another boutique partners to ensure that we have access to a large talent pool to be able to build some of these capabilities. And we are also working with Workday to ensure that there is mutual growth in specific focus areas of finance, student, and supply chain healthcare. So these are, I would say, some of our key focus areas as we move forward, making sure that we build the industry solutions and offerings, partnering with ecosystem of players, talent transformation, and mutual growth with Workday.
Mm-hmm. This has been a really fantastic discussion. I really want to congratulate you again for making a Horizon 3 market leader for this Workday services transformation. So it's fantasy of kind of the partnership with Workday alongside other aspects of your entire employee kind of transformation models that you're bringing up as well. So one thing we also highlighted in the report was TCS's early strides in embedding Gen AI across the Workday ecosystem, from AI-assisted onboarding and interview coaching to employee query pilots. You've also strengthened a lot of your Gen AI capabilities through some partnerships and investments. How do you see Gen AI redefining the talent and employee landscape?
Excellent question and very pertinent in current times, Dana. See, Gen AI is redefining talent and employee experience landscape by enhancing productivity, driving synergies, and reshaping roles. While it all starts with increasing productivity levels, but it doesn't end there. It's also important to understand how Gen AI is changing the way employees view their overall work experience. And this shift is driven by the need to match the right talent to the jobs and to build overall Gen AI capabilities. Gen AI is today reshaping the workforce by focusing on worker productivity, capacity, and experience to drive synergies. And I would like to speak about one example, which is the rise of super worker. So essentially, today's workforce is changing from working alone. The employee's capability is now amplified by number of agents who are there to support multiple aspects of an employer's roles and responsibility. This means there is a concept of limitless workforce which is there in the organization. So an employee or a manager's role will change from just managing their task to not only managing this task, but to manage all these agents. And within TCS, we have taken a very structured approach of how do we embed this Gen AI, agentic AI, and AI capability so that it benefits our customers in numerous ways. Number one, we have ensured that we have AI infusion in all aspects of transformation, be it implementation, rollouts, modernizations. Number two, AI infusion in AMS and AD kind of work, which is application maintenance services and application development. And number three is AI infusion in business leveraging intelligent apps. So there are multitude of AI tools that we have within TCS. We spoke about TCS Crystallus. We also have TCS Intelligent Requirement to Deployment Toolset. We have TCS Wisdom Next, which is again a generative AI platform which unifies different capabilities within Gen AI. We have TCS Ignio, and so on and so forth. So all these different tools in each of these three pillars helps in various ways. Number one, it helps improvement in the productivity of IT workers. It helps with the improvement in the productivity of business users. It helps improvement in code quality, testing, and the entire software development lifecycle. So we continue to invest within our AI, Gen AI, and Agentic AI framework and see that it is also integrated with our existing offerings of Crystallus and anything so that we are able to maximize the value for customers.
Yeah, this has been a fantastic discussion. I want to thank you again for joining us today. And if you haven't read the report, it's really critical to look at what's happening in the market right now. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you so much to the entire HFS community for having TCS and recognizing our market credential and potential in the Workday area. And we look forward to 2026 and what else we can collaborate alongside HFS.